The Carbondale Board of Trustees spent the bulk of Tuesday's regular meeting discussing changes to 8th Street with a focus on traffic congestion and pedestrian and cyclist safety. Alta Planning and Design presented two options for the project. Plan A, with parking on both sides of the street and 6-foot-wide sidewalks. Plan B includes 9-foot sidewalks with only one lane of parking. About after an hour of public comment, most trustees expressed support for Plan A. Trustee Ben Baumfalk summed it up during this morning's trustee report.
Our big meeting for the Board of Trustees on the 8th Street multimodal corridor enhancements, which basically means adding sidewalks and some traffic control measures to 8th Street. And it was, a really good, productive public comment period. I think we had about 30 people make public comments, so we really appreciated everybody who came out zoomed in to our Zoom meeting. And that's a project that the Bike, Pedestrian, and Trails Commission has been working on for a full year. They kicked that off first Friday in March of 2020, right before the big shutdown happened. That was the one public event, in-person public event before it went to all Zoom meetings and everything. But we decided to move forward with putting 6-foot sidewalks on both sides of 8th Street. And leaving the parking on both sides. There were a lot of concerns about any reduction in parking, and we found we didn't have to remove parking to actually make it a fully functioning corridor for pedestrians and cyclists as well. So that felt really positive and productive, and again, we really appreciate everybody who commented. What I noticed in the public comments was we heard the whole range of comments, so people can see that, you know, what one person thinks totally makes sense there, another person thinks is way out of line. And so some people thought we should sort of go all out with a really, you know, future-looking plan beyond the automobile and don't worry about the parking and put really huge sidewalks 9 feet wide on both sides and all that. And other people said the opposite extreme, like, hey, it's fine the way it is. We don't need any sidewalks there and just leave it alone. But the consensus was really clearly in the middle of those two, and one of the options the consultant had presented and that we landed on was option A, if people have paid attention to that process, which, like I said, is just pretty straightforward. 6-foot sidewalks on both sides, really focusing on from the Rio Grande Trail north to Village Lane on 8th Street. And that's the part where you walk a few feet on a sidewalk and then you run into a mailbox and then you walk around that and then you run into something else and then the sidewalk goes away. So we'll clean that up, but we won't have to eliminate much parking to do it. And we'll really focus a lot of the effort on the intersection there where the Rio Grande Trail and Merrill Drive and 8th Street all come together and just enhancing that and making it safer and clearer for everybody and every mode of transportation. Exactly what that intersection would look like wasn't part of the plan so far, but it became clear through the discussion that that was something that we wanted to see. So we need to add a little more detail to our request for staff at our next meeting next Tuesday. But we got past kind of the big threshold question was, are we keeping the parking on both sides or are we eliminating it? And are we going with a fairly straightforward sidewalk plan or something really big? And so we got to that point. We'll look at a few more details next meeting. And then, you know, this isn't going to happen overnight. We're going to have to get engineered plans developed. We're probably going to put it out to bid. And then we're going to go through a construction phase. So it'll still be months before anybody sees any actual work on the street there.